Davin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den, Filling the Void. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than sounding old like your parents. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Pip Helix.
Hi.
And Sensei Russ Ferdico.
Thanks for having me.
Joe is out. He will be back next week. On the show tonight, today, whenever you're listening, millennials and younger, do they suck or is it just us people complaining? Really? I mean, we're going to discuss this. I don't know. Maybe they stink. Maybe they don't. There's a new law that makes parents financially responsible if you raise a bully, a feminist bake sale, and we'll play some bitter on Twitter.
Feminist bake sale.
Yeah.
But first things first, pressing matters. On the last week, we did the our Mother's Day Worst Moms Countdown.
Yes.
Nice.
And at the end of the show, we were short on time, but Pip ruled that my story of a mother putting feces in her son's IV.
What?
Yeah. Lost. Lost was not the worst
lost.
Mom.
Okay, so that's not the winner. So something worse than that happened.
According to Pip.
Wow.
Joe had the story where a mother got drunk and molested her son because she thought it was her boyfriend. So, and I argued. I said, no, anybody can get molested.
It's no big feat.
No. It's a horrible thing, but, every year that would be the winner. And now Pip seems to have had a change of heart.
I had a change of heart regarding future contests. I think that because you had a point that every year, because it's so horrible, the sexual molestation should be out. Of, like, we say that kids can't get killed, they can't be, like, harmed forever.
I think sexual molestation is fine, but I don't mean it that way.
Oh, wow.
I'm talking about in terms of the game, but a little creativity. And Joe had a little but you need much more than that.
No, there was...
I mean, something with, like, a llama involved.
No. I think that...
We're talking about clearly despicable human beings here.
What I was talking about...
Well, both are equally despicable. It's a close tie for first.
We have a lot of disgusting moms.
Yeah, we did.
A lot of...
But I still contend feces in the IV is quite repulsive.
Yeah, well, I had feces smeared on the walls, too.
It doesn't even compare.
There was lots of stuff going on.
Doesn't even compare.
Oh, yeah, it did.
So going forward, Pip feels that in retrospect...
No.
Yeah?
No, because you can't say retroactively...
No, Joe gets the win.
Yeah, he gets the win.
Joe gets the win.
Yes.
But if you could do it again with a different thought process, I think I would have won.
I did not say that.
You kind of did.
No, I didn't.
Kind of did.
No, I didn't. I said that from now on, because it's so horrible that it should be one of the things that has to be verboten from the stories we pick.
I don't know if that's the case.
I think we should do that.
I just don't think it should be an automatic win.
No.
I think creativity is always important.
It's like you want to go gross versus messed up.
I mean, they're all messed up.
There's different levels.
As a fan, you would say creativity is important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I think creativity.
Well,
is
then
important.
I had creativity.
No, he didn't hear the whole story. The mom said that not only did she say, "Oh, I don't know what I was doing. I was blacked out," but then she came up with the story also that I thought he was my boyfriend. Well, either you blacked out and you don't know what you were doing, or you have a reason why you did it. You can't have both.
Yeah, but my mom did it for attention. She said I wanted. Yeah, she's doing it for attention. That's much more despicable. Blog. That's what everybody does. Do a podcast. That's how you get attention. You don't put feces in your kid's IV. Yeah. That's not an attention move.
Yeah, you don't pull a Munchausen's just to get attention. But what this lady was doing was she wasn't looking for attention. She was looking for something else.
Yeah, but people do stupid things when they drink.
Well, they're both. I think the one with the IV was obviously trying to kill the kid, no?
Make him sick.
And the kid was obviously already sick.
Yeah, yeah. If you got an IV, you're not in good shape.
Kid was unhealthy.
Yeah. So she has a disease. And
yeah,
she's
I think Russ would side with me, but we'll go on. I think he would. I'm getting that vibe. But it's done. Joe gets a win, very cheap win, but a win nonetheless.
No, it was not a cheap win. That was a good story.
It was an excellent story.
Yeah,
not for the victim, but
none of them were good for the victims.
But all right, so Pip and I went to see Steven Tyler concert on Monday.
Yeah,
sorry to hear that.
Wow,
is he well?
He's fine.
Is he still walking?
It's like Joe's here.
No, Joe respects Steven Tyler.
Joe has respect for the guy. I'm just saying, my goodness, is he old.
Elders.
He was an old man when I was
hang out with Diamond. Daryl.
Dimebag, hey.
He's dead. My guy's alive.
Nothing wrong with Dimebag.
No, there's not, but my guy can still walk.
And he died doing his thing. And
which
was
drugs?
Your guy was cloned 30 years ago because Steven Tyler died in the 70s.
Stop.
Is Paul dead? I really got to know. Do you know?
Paul.
You never
McCartney.
Heard that Paul is
Paul
dead?
Paul McCartney? Paul McCartney died in like 1972. He's a clone. That's a hologram.
I can't wait to
see
the hologram
TV.
At MetLife.
That's a
That'll
hologram. They did it with Dick Clark. Dick Clark was cloned too. Dick Clark died
in
the
50s. Off topic.
Oh my God.
It's a proof of cloning, Steven Tyler.
So this is a fun. This was a fundraiser for his fund. Janie's Got a Fund.
Okay.
Pip, you can correct me if I think I got this right. Which helps abuse women and girls who have been sexually assaulted by family members.
Yes.
So moms.
By
that
hair extensions?
Yeah. Our dads that might wind up our show. But I think it's kind of ironic because aren't these the types of girls that Stephen was taking advantage of all the time?
That's what I thought.
That was his whole 30s.
Yeah, I mean.
Which was 60 years ago.
Yeah,
so he is a clone.
I think it's kind of weird. But okay. He's having his come to Jesus moment. He's going to do the right thing.
He's saying sorry.
All of a sudden he said, you know, maybe all those young groupies that I was doing despicable things to, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Hey, that single really took off in 89. Why not name a charity after it? I get it.
Oh,
I get it.
I wonder what kind of fundraiser Bill Cosby's going to have when he comes to his senses.
Sleep test.
Yeah, there you go. Free sleep apnea test.
No, they're going to name a special drink for him at some coffee house.
Cosby Colada.
Jello popped.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cosby Lattes.
I thought it was fun.
All right, we get it.
Yes.
We get it. Trying to get through this time is limited.
I'm
here.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you guys. We don't have all night. So the show, so it was supposed to be a storytelling show.
Okay.
Along with like music, I thought there was going to be some rarities. That's kind of how it was sold, right?
I thought it was going to be a lot more storytelling.
A lot more storytelling. That's kind of, so it wasn't just him performing live. Because we've never seen this before.
Back in 1965.
I was kind of expecting that, though.
Yeah.
Really?
Actually, yeah.
I had this bag of roof and all. I'm here tonight. I just want to say sorry.
Oh, man.
He didn't have to do that.
He didn't tell those stories.
No.
It was like, I thought it would be stories about the music
and
about the
What'd
band. And
well, we'll get there.
All right.
We'll get there. But first, there was a dilemma. This was at the Lincoln Center. You know Lincoln Center.
Down in Manhattan, yeah, sure.
Very fancy
Great place.
Place.
Great, awesome place.
So you're going to see a rock star.
Yeah, I'm a donor.
What?
I'm a donor. I love the place.
Yeah, so very fancy. So do you go in your jeans and your Aerosmith t-shirt, or do you get dressed
Ooh.
Up? It's kind of like a clash of cultures.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. Man.
I kind of blended it, and I went with decent jeans and a black button-down shirt.
You look like respectably rock and roll.
I look respectably rock and roll.
Walmart meets Armani Exchange.
That's kind of what
that That's was kind of what the crowd looked like.
Yeah. Pip was respectable, too.
Yeah.
But then there was other
she
things.
She pulled that off?
What?
She pulled that
it
off?
It was amazing. It's amazing what foundation.
Hey.
It's amazing what foundation and Walmart can do. But how would you describe some of the other outfits? Because you noticed this a little bit more than I did.
Oh, yeah. There were. Well, I was spotting how many pairs of Steven Tyler pants I could spot.
Oh,
you know, like
no.
Long, flowy pants with like a pattern on them. 4 legitimate spottings of Steven Tyler pants, all on women.
You got off easy.
I don't know about that last part. I think some guys were wearing that stuff, too.
I know, but I only spotted those. Remember, we were walking out, and I go, there's some more Steven Tyler pants. Those were all women.
I cherish that memory.
Yes. And there was a couple that was wearing this. This girl was wearing this skin-tight tangerine dress, and she was standing up, obviously trying to get all the attention she could. And we looked over, and she was gone. And there's this guy in this, like, really... really stupid looking white leather jacket.
No.
It's like, hello, the 80s are calling.
with
their jacket.
With the snaps that aren't in the middle, but like on the off to the side. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it was like
John Travolta showed up.
It was so bad. It was really bad. It was really bad.
Yeah.
And so then all of a sudden, then we noticed tangerine dresses with them. We're like,
there are a
couple. Of course they are.
Creamsicle. Why not?
Thank you.
So then we noticed. Towards the front, there's this woman who stands up, looks back towards us. Not us, but just in that. And starts waving like an animal.
Toward you?
Just in the direction.
She towards the balcony.
She wanted to be noticed. So I stood up and waved back.
No, you did.
Yeah, I did.
That's awesome. That's exactly how you should handle that.
I thought so, too.
It is funny.
I thought so, too.
We and this seatmate, this girl that we befriended,
okay, yes. So
thought it was funny.
There was this girl who was sitting next to me. Mm-hmm. She was by herself, a young girl named Allie. She's a college girl.
Okay.
I decided that Pip and I would adopt her for the evening.
And we did.
Yeah. She was a cool girl.
She was cool. She was funny.
And she loves Aerosmith. Yep. That's her. Loves a big music fan, Yankee fan, Jet fan.
Going to see lots of shows this year.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And she actually wants to go into producing shows for colleges. I think that's what she said. Event coordinator.
So you're playing your campus next week?
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. So her name was Allie. So we sit next to her. So we decided that she would be included in our lunacy.
Yes.
Oh, great. Corrupting the young.
That's kind of what
everywhere we go.
So then we're sitting, they were watching the show, and it's during a ballad, and the guy in front of me stands up, looks to his right, goes, and does the devil horns and screams, "Robert!" Was that what he screamed?
Yeah, it was like Robert or Rick or something.
Like to his friend in the middle of a ballad.
A dude!
To another dude. Looking at him longingly.
Hey, well, first he said hello to him before the show. But then during this ballad, everyone else is quiet.
Yeah.
And it's this, like, you know, piano part, and it's quiet. And he decides this is the right time for us to, like, bro out.
Bad move. Bad move.
So then I go, dude, this isn't motocross.
Nice.
And then.
Think Tiger Woods on the ninth hole.
Right. It's like, that's not the move. And then this guy's wife is sitting next to him, and she gives Davin a dirty look.
I got the dirtiest look. Really? So now I'm thinking, because this guy's much larger than me.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm thinking there's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
And I actually thought about you.
Yeah, great. Violence, Russ.
Russ?
No, because I've seen my daughter, you know, flourish under, most of her training was under Russ. Now it's under Master Marvel. But I was sitting in the class, whether I was typing to my scammer, Belinda, or, you know, I was sitting there. So I'm thinking, what have I retained? From self-defense that I can use in this situation.
Because
there might be an issue here. So I'm thinking, well, what you want to do, and Russ has taught this, especially if you're smaller, you want to go towards the attacker.
Yes.
Right, as opposed to backing up.
Yes.
To take away their power and leverage.
Never back up.
So that's what I'm thinking. Like, all right, well, if things start going down, I need to go into him. But I don't remember much else.
That's it.
But dude,
now you just gift wrapped yourself for the guy who wants to kick your butt. Great.
Pretty
now.
Much.
But now
that's money
now
well
you
spent.
Totally have the stand because he's the front row of the balcony. Davin had all of the moves. Like everything was going to be fine. If this guy came after you,
I had higher ground.
Yeah.
Was it Braveheart?
Yes.
He started painting his face blue. It
but
was
these are what's going through my head. This is what's through my in the middle of the concert.
I know. In the middle of the ballad. Dude.
That's not cool. First of all, you just don't do that during a ballad. Secondly, I'm a Slayer fan, and you don't throw the horns up at a Steven Tyler concert. That alone is grounds for, like, dude, stop it.
There was not a lot of storytelling. There was some storytelling.
Yeah.
Not as much as I would have liked.
No, there really wasn't. And there was,
what does that mean?
I'm showing you the time.
Oh, okay.
They're tracking time right now. Everybody who's listening.
She's got, like, a phone from 1926.
This is the ADD segment of our show.
Look, I'm off.
What are we talking about?
There was not as much storytelling as we would have liked.
Yeah, I was
a
surprised.
Little disappointed on that.
Actually, Mr. Helix was very
at his
jealous.
Age, he doesn't know what he had for breakfast. What stories do you want?
Mr. Helix was very jealous that there was more music than storytelling.
Oh, the music was good. Now there was almost, and then we're gonna get out of here, take our first break. There was almost a You Stink issue. I almost had to go off on Steven Tyler, because at an hour into the show, they walked off the stage. And I'm like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, you said.
I turned into a black...
Not for $50 a ticket.
I turned into a black girl that you watch on YouTube.
Oh,
I was
no.
about to take off my Lee Press on nails, and there was going to be an issue.
You went Oprah.
$50 a ticket?
Oprah.
No. Way more.
He took out his hoops. He took off his heels. He was ready.
I was ready to throw hands. And Pip's like, well, there'll be an encore. I'm like, yeah, but those encores are 15 minutes. That is not going to cut it.
Next
time he Steven Tyler pants, he should wear apple bottom jeans the next time you go.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they came back and did another half hour.
Oh, okay.
So I was not. I mean, still a little short. So
everyone lived. There were no
an
more
hour and
motocross.
A half for $100.
More than that.
There were no more motocross moments.
Wow. All right, but we like this show. Anyway, come on back. You're listening to Davin's Den. When we come back, millennials, do they stink or? We're back. You're listening to Davin's Den, Filling the Void. So, I don't know if you guys noticed this. You probably have. Seems like everybody wants to be my age, which is, 25. No.
Times two.
That old gag. No, 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 no. No, I'm 41. But it seems like my peers seem to be complaining about millennials and the kids today. And when I see my peers doing it, it makes me think that they got very old at a very young age. It makes because I don't feel like I should be complaining about anybody. It's because it reminds me of what people used to complain about with me. You know, because I, you know, pull up your pants before it was because you know they would say pull up your pants. But you know, when I was in high school, it was like my pants were too tight, and then it became pull up the pants. Now the pants are too tight again. It was like cut your hair or don't dye your hair. It's always something. People, why in my case, why do you have an earring? It was like because I had an earring. Why cut your hair? but now these people, or these kids today, they don't do anything. They're just a bunch of slackers when we were growing up. And these are my peers. I'm like, no, you were a burnout. You were smoking outside the high school. What are you talking about?
We smoked in high school.
Yeah.
And now the FBI comes in because they're smoking at school, kicks in the window and tackles the principal.
Yeah, really.
Things have changed.
See, I personally look at complaining about the other generations, what every generation does.
Yes.
This is nothing new.
That is true.
But maybe because of the social media, but I find the people complaining now just feel, they post stuff just to feel so self-right about them. And they get 100 likes. Like, oh, aren't I special because I talked about the kids today? You know what? Nobody liked your stupid butt when you were that age either. The older generations complained about you. And the only generation that everybody holds up are the ones that fought World War II. Though that's called the greatest generation. Every other generation was kind of looked at it like as, not so much.
Most of them died, yeah. They weren't as out there and didn't have Facebook.
They had other stuff to
worry about. I just decapitated a Nazi. 500 likes.
I don't know where you are. I don't know what space you're in, but you need help.
You get that.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't understand.
Yeah, no, they had bigger worries. Yeah, they weren't worried about the hemlines.
I threw my first grenade into a horde of Japanese soldiers.
Yeah.
Times have changed.
Yeah. Hashtag, I'm at war.
Yeah, really. I'm not really worried about what the kids are doing. I'm worried about what I'm doing.
I just want to go home, right?
I just want to go home and stop killing people.
I think that culture's more out there, though. Ours was. We had Facebook in the 90s. I'd probably be getting out of prison five years from now.
Yeah.
But what are these kids doing that we didn't do? I mean, girls dressed like hoes.
Yeah.
Guys wore cut-off shirts in the 80s.
Belly shirts. Yeah. Oh, shame on shame.
We wore pants, tight pants that showed off your junk.
Shame.
The whole idea is to upset your
men wore hairspray. Shame.
Yeah, but now...
shame.
Moose. They were men with hairspray and I remember...
When men were men.
My sister's hairspray and moose. And we were so damn sexy.
That stuff will make you should not.
Shirts.
That is not good for your scalp. It'll make you go bald. You should not do that.
Oh yeah, I missed that. The boat left, and I wasn't on that one.
Yeah, no. I don't like some of the things that have become fads. I don't blame the kids for that. I think that that's just there are certain things that everybody's not going to like everything that happens. I don't like the pants hanging down and seeing everybody's underwear. I don't dig that.
Right, but you don't go online and complain about it.
No,
you don't go. Oh, these kids are so much worse than we were. We had our own thing.
Well, yeah. I'm kind of part of the pull up your pants brigade.
We had poison, 5 transvestites and spandex.
Come on. right. And we loved it.
And we couldn't get enough of it. We waited on MTV to watch Mama's Fallen Angel.
And now these same people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And now these same people are complaining about
these
the kids.
These damn kids, right? Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Yeah,
now,
I know.
Now, you've taught kids. You were sensing. You teach. Are these generations, the younger generations, younger than us? Are they any worse?
They're just as... I mean, you made a great point, and you nailed it, too. I mean, post-World War II? No. They're just as screwed up as the kids in the 60s
who
invented screwing up.
See, they did accomplish something.
70s was screwed up. Instead of cocaine, now they take other things. That's fine. Yeah, whatever. What,
80s was crack.
Screwed up. 80s was, yeah. 80s was crack. Well, not if you wanted your teeth, but,
actually,
you know,
the kids in the 50s are the ones who first started being the screw-ups, because that's when teenagers were born.
Spoiled brats post-World War II.
There wasn't such a thing before.
So you agree that kids are just kids?
Yeah.
Now, do you think these millennials have less of a work ethic?
Yes.
I
work with it. I see it. I with kids, you know, I work with the younger kids, and they're, I mean, we were, you know, grew up in the Reagan era, you know?
We survived.
Sink or swim. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, really. Trickle
Unless
down there, you know?
Yeah, that worked out well.
Yeah, you're either winning or losing, you know?
And there's a lot of losing. But anyway.
I'm just letting you know. It was a different...
Not everybody could be the New York Yankees.
It was a different train of thought. I noticed with the kids I work with, they are. And I don't mean to sound, you know, some Bible-thumping conservative, but it is true to an extent that you see... more of an entitlement sense of
it. It's not a generational thing.
Listen, when I went to college, you know, being a kid from the 80s and 90s, I knew I was screwed when I graduated because I had loans.
But it's not.
They don't get it.
It's not a generational thing. You had a guy who a week before leaving the presidential candidacy named an imaginary vice president. Talk about everybody gets a trophy.
It's not a generational thing.
I don't blame the kids. It's just where we are as society. It's not the kids' fault. It's just where we are.
Yeah, exactly.
I see a lot of adults that, you know, like they're the parents of the actual children now that are really, like, very entitled and also really out of touch with what's actually going on in the world.
So because we have it good. These are what the kids call white people problems.
Yeah. First world problems.
Yeah, first world problems. That's
what they're. First world
so problem. I don't think it's an age thing. So you kind of agree. It's just where we are in society.
Yeah.
And I think when somebody like our age complains, it just makes them seem old.
Yes. And just reaffirm, you can't fix stupid. Every generation's going
to
have it.
I think you kids have to get off my lawn, though.
Yeah, that's something.
Why, you going to move some more crap that you bought out there?
tell you?
All right, you were listening to Davin's Den. When we come back, if you're raising a bully, you're going to get in trouble for it. Don't go anywhere. Back, Davin's Den. Thanks for hanging out with us. Always a good time. So, keeping on the theme with kids, according to WLUK, Shawano City Council passed the anti-bullying ordinance. Under the new ordinance, parents will be warned if police determine their child bullied another child. Parents have 90 days to address their child's behavior. If the child continues to exhibit bullying behavior, the parents will be issued a fine of $366. Wow. If the child receives another bullying offense, parents will be fined $681. I like how they pull these numbers out of the air.
Random.
I like that.
So increased child abuse cases. Congratulations, guys.
Beat your kids. Beat your kids.
Really, what does that lead to?
We'll get there. Let's get through this. The anti-bullying ordinance prohibits bullying or harassment of any kind, including cyberbullying. The ordinance applies to anyone under the age of 18, so we can still bully. That's good.
Wow.
Awesome.
This isn't generated towards the kids being kids, some playground banter, said Cole. This is the person that is meticulously using social media or saying things that are vulgar in an attempt to hurt, discredit, or really demean a person, Chief Mark Cole of the Shawano Police Department said. So you think there's a downside to this law?
Irresponsible fundraising scam at worst.
Really?
Here's a legal predator. Again, I've taught anti-bullying seminars at my karate school. This is something I have been involved with for over 20 years. This I don't like, and here's why. Your son robs my house. Where does it end is where I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm.
There are prisons full of people,
Your son can make it out of Pip's house. He gets everything he can.
He's through.
If he does a twisted ankle or something, I'm impressed.
Something's going to break.
The cat doesn't bite him.
I would go as far. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I'm going to do a Donald Trump here.
So you're gonna
I think,
lie.
Yeah, I'm gonna hip fire. I'm firing from the hip now.
The numbers are gonna be huge.
They're very, very good.
98%.
Russ has the best made up numbers.
Very good numbers. I've talked to many people about
lots of zeros.
Very
big. You know, a lot of mathematicians love me. I love the mathematicians.
They're good people. They count. They're smart.
Bullies are good people. I love the bullies. I love the uneducated bullies.
I love the dumb bullies. Yes,
uneducated bullies love me.
We talk. They say hello, and I say goodbye.
If you're not an uneducated bully, you're a loser. That's the truth. It's the truth. No,
like,
it's true.
They like walls. We build walls together.
I think you had a point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I forgot
that was
my
that.
Point. Wow, where were we?
See how hard this is?
Wow, this
you
is
were
rough.
Talking about you had been
okay,
teaching
so
anti-bullying.
Most, from what I understand, of criminals in prison right now are minors. What is
really?
It said?
Yeah, but they're not sending them to jail. They're making
don't
the
matter, though. If you're going to make a parent responsible, and if you put this down legally, you're making a parent financially responsible for the actions of their minors to this degree, which is harassment. It's a crime. What these kids are doing is it's not bullying. That's
yeah, but isn't this an incentive for the kids to parent?
No. You're doing, first of all, a bad parent's a bad parent. So on that note,
yeah, but
you're going to cost. So you already have a bad parent.
Yes. Although, you know what? You can be a good parent and have a bad kid. It does happen.
Exactly. Yeah. So now you're doing two things. You're making a bad parent a worse parent because the kid's going to come home, cause a bad parent a $600 bill and get their ass whipped or worse.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to take a good parent and cause them money because they have an uncontrollable child.
But you don't think it was incentivize the parent to realize that Johnny isn't the sweet little angel he is at home?
If you don't realize what your kid is, especially at that age, once they have access to social media, you're a bad parent.
Mm.
Yeah, but a lot of times you just, I think this, I can understand what you're saying, but I think that's the extreme case. I think this is going to nip some of that, because if I'm a parent, go, oh, really? No, yeah. I'm not paying this $600, this $300, you're paying it. This is coming out of your money. The only place you're going now is school and work, and you're working to pay me off. That affects a kid if they can't go gallivanting with the...
You're a good parent. You're thinking like a good parent.
Yeah, he is thinking like
that's
a responsible parent.
Yeah, really.
And you're thinking
like
a
normal,
a
responsible, middle-class parent.
Yeah, a parent with money is going to say, yes,
well,
$600.
Exactly. He's going to pass the problem off to somebody else.
Yeah, do you take credit cards?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I think it's to raise awareness, get the parents involved, make them participate.
Yes, I do too. I mean, there are a lot of, as far as not, we're talking about like criminal activity, we're talking about bullying. I mean, a cyberbullying can get really intense to the point that kids are killing themselves. And maybe if the parents were woken up before there's a kid hanging someplace.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're trying to fix. You know what you do? Forget firing the parents. Let them go to school all week. Forget in-school suspension. Have them take phys ed for all 8 periods for a week.
Like boot camp?
Correct.
Yeah, but if it's a jock, they love that.
Correct them on, though. If it's a jock, have them take pottery. Home ec.
That's not punishment. Everybody likes to bake.
Cosmetology.
But it looks to look pretty.
Now you're trying to say that, you know, hey, I'm going to make you a pretty boy.
It's all right. I'm just saying that this can backfire. It's a very shaky
thing. I think
thing.
The pros outweighs the cons on this one.
You know,
I think it's worth a shot.
Yeah, I like
it. I don't know. I'm really not feeling this one, man.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, I think it's going to backfire. Right. I think so. You know, opinions are like, you know,
all right.
Whatever.
Well, when we come back, a bake sale that backfired. Don't go
yeah,
anywhere.
I can imagine.
You're listening to Davin's Day. We're back. Davin's Den. A bake sale that had unintended consequences. as bake sales are wont to do.
Yes.
So this took place in Australia. The idea was to show the wage gap between males and females. The idea was that each baked good will only cost you the portion of $1 that you earn comparative to men. Or if you identify as a man. All baked goods would cost you $1. For example, first of all, if it's cheaper not to identify as a man, call me a chick. But anyway, that's just the Jew in me coming out. Call me Danielle.
There wasn't a set price for Jews because they knew they were going to haggle.
To save a quarter, I'll be anything you want, sweetie.
Exactly. I can tuck. Let's go. Make with the cookies. Anyway. It's probably not what they were going for.
We're talking with our bellies now.
For example, for a woman of color in the legal profession, a baked good at the stall would only cost you 55 cents. Other university campuses and women collectives around the world have done it before, from campuses in the U.S. charging more for white students than black students, to campuses in the U.K. only giving students the proportion of a cupcake they would earn in real life. This was not a new idea. There was a social media backlash, which included F feminists. Women deserve.
Nice.
Yeah, they didn't use F, but I did.
Nice.
Women deserve equal rights and lefts.
Wow.
Complete with meme. I'm so glad I know this event is on. Now I won't have to sort through all the ugly chicks when I'm out clubbing because they'll all be at Feminist Week instead. kill all women.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I'd punch a chick if she winked at me at the bake sale. Seems a little extreme.
Yeah, really?
Females are the effing scum. They should put down. They should be put down as babies. Well, that will eliminate the problem very soon.
Wow.
Yeah, that person needs to go gluten-free immediately.
In about 78 years, sure.
They have problems.
Wow.
I want to rape these feminist seas with their effing baked goods.
Foul.
Wow.
Foul.
That's harsh.
You found the article. This shouldn't be news to you.
Yeah.
How do you do that with a cupcake, too, by the way?
What?
You would actually do something like that with a cupcake? Really?
Over a cupcake?
With a cupcake.
What do you mean with a cupcake?
What did he just write?
They were going to do it to them with their baked goods.
With their effing baked goods.
Yes.
I guess.
It's sick.
I guess. It's going to be messy. Anyway.
These
comments were posted on the public event page on subsequent posts about Feminist Week sent directly to the email accounts, personal Facebook accounts, and in one case via voicemail of the organizers of Feminist Week, general members of the UQ Union Women's Collective, and staff members who spoke out to support the event. All right. First of all, obviously what these people are saying is horrible. These people are mentally deranged.
They're animals.
Inappropriate.
Yes. That being said, enough with trying to make your point with your baked goods. Nah, enough. Just make your point. Say it's unfair. Protest. I'm all for that. Don't give me a half of a moon pie because I'm trying to prove a point. Don't charge me more for a ring ding than you're charging this one for a ring ding because of my skin color. Enough. Make your point in a concise way.
They made their bake sale part of the problem.
They did.
Oops.
No, I don't think so.
Because you're a chick.
No, well,
no, not because you're a chick. I mean, they were charging people different prices for the same thing.
Yeah, you know.
Yes.
You could just. But it's
great.
It's completely analogous to how much people actually earn in the workplace.
But you could talk about that.
Nobody
did this for headlines.
No one is coming to their little table to talk about this unless they're.
Have you
get
seen
a
Hillary? Have you seen? I mean, this is America. But so I mean, that's Australia. But people are listening, and Hillary's not doing a bake sale.
No, she's only going to go for being president of the United States. That's the attention grabber in her case. Girls sitting at a table, not going to get the attention unless they're selling something.
It's so stupid. They deal with races and everything.
Why are feminists baking anyway? Isn't that degrading?
It's counterintuitive.
It's not.
You know what? You're like a building. Oh, okay. I'm only going to build half a building. That's what you do. Show me something. Do a job you're not traditionally. Yeah, of course you belong in the kitchen.
That's not what feminism means.
That's what they're saying.
No, feminism doesn't mean that you don't get to bake goods anymore. I'm a feminist.
Listen,
Betty Crocker,
I don't need you to make a point through cream puffs. I don't
need you. Don't pay
you're
attention
too cool to
me
be a feminist.
I got cream puffs.
But that's not going to make you know what that's going to make me do. That's going to make me go to a different bakery. I'm going to go. You know what? I don't need these chicks. I'm not going to be as vulgar as them. I'm going to be like, so the heck with this. I'm going to go to the bakery. I'm going to get some Entenmann's.
Right. I'm going to pay where everybody else pays.
Yeah, I'm not going to be discriminated against. It doesn't make me sympathize for you more.
Hold on a second. Now, as white men, you would each pay $1 a cupcake. You think in the market with as hot as cupcakes are, you're going to get a cupcake for $1 anyplace?
Well,
no.
I'm going to say it's not a bargain.
It's
I'm going to say it's
well, who's to know that these girls can cook the great cupcakes? Who's to know? If they're doing
they're
this,
feminists. They shouldn't know how
maybe
to cook, goddamn.
They're putting like X-lax in the male cupcakes. You know, oh, you're a man. You're going to your brain's out.
No.
I don't trust these chicks. They're manipulating the market and my colon. I don't trust them at all.
You get the ones with the X-lax.
Really, you don't think so? These people are unscrupulous business people. They would do anything. This is discrimination.
I think so. I think they've become part of the problem by raising awareness in this fashion.
Exactly. They are not the solution. They are the issue.
Oh, and I don't think
that's true. Any true feminist shouldn't know how to cook, damn it.
Well, no. All right. When we come back, bitter on Twitter. Don't go anywhere. Back. Last segment of the show. Of course, you listen to Davin's End. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to play a game. I don't think we've played this one in a while. Bitter on Twitter. We haven't played this in a while, have we, Pip?
No.
All right. You want to explain this real quick, or you want me to explain it?
Yeah, it's pretty much. It's Davin will take Twitter comments, and there'll be maybe three people that we have to decide
more than that.
From.
More than that. I'll tell you who they are.
No, okay.
Yeah, celebrities.
Celebrities and Davin.
And I also throw in some, too.
That he writes himself.
Oh, okay.
And we have to decide. No, they're all bitter comments. And we
they're
have
not
to,
all bitter comments. Sometimes yeah, they're
is there a Trump category?
Yeah.
Oh, oh, there's got to be. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have to decide
Twitter
who
without Trump.
We have to think, say
and
who.
And to think we used to.
I know, right?
Yeah.
There was a time.
Yeah, we have to see who we think
Trump.
It was.
Yes. So you got the game?
I got it,
all
man.
Right, so I'm going to play the theme music, which is one of my favorite themes that we got, and then I'll tell you the candidates, and then we will go. And it'll be Pip versus Russ.
Who's better on Twitter? 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 Who's better on Twitter?
Okay, so it's like Joe's here. So yes. The candidates for tonight: Donald Trump, Elizabeth Warren, Bill Maher, Seth MacFarlane, Ricky Gervais, Conan O'Brien, and yours truly.
Nice.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Pip's writing.
Yeah. Okay.
You ready? All right. Here's the first one. You guys got to guess who it is. KFC is undergoing a $185 million upgrade of its restaurants, or they could just pay a kid $25 to paint over the white plantation owner.
Yeah, I know that one.
Who's that, Russ?
That's got to be Conan.
You think that's Conan? Yeah. What do you think, Pip?
I'm thinking that's Bill Maher.
Think that's Bill Maher?
Yeah.
Russ was right. That was Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
So put one down for Russ.
Got it.
All right, the next one. Ah, white people. Party blasting music at my neighbor's house. It was only a matter of time before you shook me all night long. Pip, who do you think that is?
Oh, wow. Seth.
You think that's Seth MacFarlane?
Yes.
Russ, who do you think that is?
I'm with Davin.
You think that's me? That was Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, all right.
Wow, cool. All right.
I called out at Real Donald Trump on Tuesday. 45 million saw it. He's so confident about his counterpunch, he waited until Friday night. Lame. Russ, who's that?
Lame.
Who's that?
Oh, God. It's either you or I'd say Maher.
Okay.
Well, you got to make a guess.
I'll go with you one more time.
You're going to go with me?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Davin.
That was Elizabeth Warren.
Really? Ooh. Wow.
Elizabeth Warren getting all feisty.
I almost guessed her, but wow.
All right. I will win the election against crooked Hillary despite the people in the Republican Party that are currently and selfishly opposed to me. Pip?
Oh, that's got to be Trump.
You think that's Trump?
Yep.
Bernie Sanders. Come on, dude. That's too easy.
You think that's
Trump?
That's
got to be Donald.
That was Trump.
Yeah.
That's got to be him.
Ted Cruz will return to the Senate where he will still be unappealing, but at least only C-SPAN watchers will notice. Who goes first on this one?
You go ahead.
Conan O'Brien.
Think that was Conan O'Brien.
I do too, actually.
That was me.
No way. Really? Yeah. Hey, not bad.
Yeah.
It's almost like I do this for a living.
You've gone cable show.
You don't just work chat rooms, do you?
Yeah.
Nobody knows what I'm talking about. Anyway, all right. A sadist enjoys hurting other people. A masochist goes camping.
What?
What?
A sadist enjoys hurting other people. A masochist goes camping.
I don't even understand
That's
the tweet.
Whacked.
That's weird. I'm going to say Gervais.
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Both say Ricky Gervais?
Yeah.
That was Conan O'Brien.
Really? Oh. Conan did that?
And I don't understand the joke.
No, me either, because usually it's pretty funny.
Thank you. We both looked at each
other. Because camping stinks. If you're mad.
Oh, okay.
There's only 140 characters and you got lost, did you?
I did. Well, he did too.
The liars that signed.
Right under the bus.
All right, here we go. The liars that signed the pledge and now won't support at Real Donald Trump is the reason they are losers. Who's that, Russ?
Mm.
Yeah, take all night. That'll be fine.
No, Davin.
You think it's me?
Yeah.
What do you think, Pip?
The liars that signed. I'm going to say Trump.
That was Trump.
Was it?
Ooh.
Yeah.
He talks in the first person on Twitter. Or third person.
Was he went on that rant?
The first person when he's talking about himself.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow. That's what threw me off. I know.
You don't know the Donald.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I was like, but he's talking about people that didn't follow through with something. So I'm like, he's mad at them.
Richard Nixon did that, too. It was creepy.
Yeah. But that's your guy.
Yeah, he spoke to himself in the first person.
Enjoy that.
It's the best my party can do these days.
Wyoming makes 9 out of 10 for Bernie. Hillary says if only he'd stop winning elections, people would see how unelectable he is.
Oh.
Trump would not say that.
That's funny.
Trump would not say that because he wants Bernie to keep going.
Okay, so who do you think would say it?
No, this is your part. This is your turn.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm going to say Seth.
Seth, what do you say?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
That was Bill Maher.
Was it Maher? Okay. Yeah, it was one of the
two.
Yeah. It was one of the two, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes I people watch and wish for blindness, but then I stop because I fear having an intense sense of an enhanced sense of smell.
I'm gonna say that is Seth.
You're gonna say that's Seth?
Yeah.
What do you say? We don't
Warren.
Get to you, Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
You,
not
you think
fun.
That's Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah, for fun.
That's a terrible guess.
I know it was.
That was me.
No, it wasn't.
Oh,
yeah.
That was good, man.
I gotta get a Twitter account. Yeah.
I don't really tweet these out. I just do them for the show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If the GOP wants to win, they need to get on board the Trump train before they are old news like Crooked Hillary.
Gee.
Who do you think that is?
Trump.
Who do you think that is?
Yeah, Trump.
That was me.
Oh, no.
Nice.
I can now channel my
Sneaky.
Inner Trump.
Role reversal.
Freedom of speech means that you might hear things that offend you. There are some countries that don't have it, though, if you prefer.
I said Gervais.
Gervais? Who do you say?
O'Brien.
That was Ricky Gervais.
Ah!
All right. Well, this will be the last one. I hope corrupt Hillary Clinton chooses goofy Elizabeth Warren as a running mate. I will defeat them both. Who's that?
Your turn.
Oh, that's got to be Trump.
Trump?
Yeah.
That was Trump.
Yeah, it's got to be.
All right.
Donald.
All right, so, yep, thank you guys for hanging out. Wrap this up. Wednesday, May 18th, live comedy on Haworth, New Jersey at Andiamo. For tickets, call 201-384-1551, 201-384-1551. Saturday, May 21st, I'll be in Chester, New York at Joker's Comedy Club. For tickets, call 845-345-1039. And as always, check out the complete show. Go to davinsden.com. Follow us on Facebook, Davin's Den. Follow us on Twitter, at David's Den, and you know, check us out on iHeartRadio. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.